like, I think a lot of people surprised to see Patrick out there taking part. How promising is it to see him being able to be out there?
That's good, a good sign, I guess. You'll have to talk to him or whoever. But yeah, it's good. Good to see him back out there, and hopefully sooner than later.
Anaheim's always a challenge when you see them based on years past. That rivalry still continuing to grow with them at this point of the year coming in tonight?
Yeah, they're a good team, and you know, they're fighting for their lives right now. It'll be a great test for us. Playing against a team that's desperate, you know, we're trying to get our game where we want it, you know, going into the later part of the season. So playing teams that are scratching and clawing and kind of already in that playoff mode is a great challenge for us.
Where are you as far as where you want your game to be at this point of the season?
It's going good. We're still integrating guys back into our lineup, still losing guys seemingly every game. So it's kind of a challenge to weigh those things. But, you know, overall, I think we're playing against desperate teams. We're trying to match their desperation and, hopefully be playing our best at the end of the year.
As far as missing so many players throughout the year for injury, what kind of an audition is that for the playoffs and, you know, the potential that you'll have to juggle the lineup in there?
Well, I think it speaks to the fact that guys, you know, are used to playing with maybe unfamiliar faces. You know, if you've been playing with one or two guys all year and all of a sudden that changes come crunch time, it could be a little bit of a challenge. So I think most guys have gained some familiarity with each other, whether it be in practice or games. This time of year is normally a good time for guys to, try to reassert where they're at and try to lobby for, you know, earning a job or maintaining a job or increase ice time, whatever it may be. You know, you want to be playing your best hockey this time of year.
After the last game you asked about, maybe if Kyle's flown under the radar a little bit this season that he's had, can there be a benefit to having a young guy maybe fly under the radar a little bit? Maybe not have there be all of the attention and expectation?
Yeah, I guess,
Or is it, I don't know, is it better to have everyone recognize it? Is it?
I think the people that matter recognize it and appreciate it. So, we've said it all along. I don't think we care what anyone says outside our room or outside our organization. It's, trust me, we all know what each guy brings to the table and their benefit and how important they are to the team. So that's really as far as it goes for us.